Today we want to talk to you about the eagle and give you an overview of what's involved in the eagle, one of the four living creatures. I'm sitting here with Richard Kinney, and we want to share with you what some of the aspects are of the eagle. This is basically the population of heaven, and we will have all eternity to investigate all the wonders of heaven and the population of heaven. And you may be familiar with some of these supernatural beings that are in heaven, or you may not. But if you read through the Bible, you will find stories and different ways that people encountered some of these beings. I'm just going to give you just say a list of them, and then we'll go through and say something about each one of them. So there is the angel of the Lord. You can find a lot of stories about him in Judges. And then you have the angels are all through the Bible, beginning with the beginning of the Bible all the way to the end. You can find lots of stories about angels in there. You have the throne room of God, where you have the four living creatures in the throne room. You have the elders. It speaks of all the angels that are there in the throne room. There's a cloud of witnesses referred to in Hebrews chapter 11. Also under the eagle are all the gifts of the Spirit. You can find them in 1 Corinthians. You also have the cherubim. You can find a lot to do with them. They were in Genesis and then also in several chapters of Ezekiel. So that's giving you an idea of what some of this population of heaven is that we can have experiences or encounters with. And besides that, the eagle has very much to do with prophecy, hearing God's voice and receiving prophecy, words of knowledge and understanding from him. So let's talk a little bit first about the prophetic. Can you say some stuff to us about the prophetic, Richard? If you were telling somebody, you know, how to be interested and look into the prophetic.
Many people are born with a strong, significant spiritual gifting towards prophecy. All believers can prophesy, but not all believers have the resident gifting in them as strongly. If you are one of these people, for one thing, I think all believers should strive to prophesy, but for some people, it's critical to learn. And in here are some very basic classes, as well as advanced classes, about developing the prophetic and being able to move in the supernatural world in a powerful way. And that can include your interaction with angels, and it can include foretelling what's going to happen, speaking, having God speak through you, kind of working hand in glove with God. And if this is your gifting, you really won't be happy until you develop it. It's important to find your giftings and develop them. And even if you have a minor gifting, who wouldn't want to hear from our Creator and from Jesus in a more direct way? And that's possible for all of us. So this class is really for everybody, but for some people, it's critical.
Thank you. I know that you may be wondering about what is it like if I have an encounter with, say, somebody out of the cloud of witnesses or with an angel, and that can vary. Some people have amazing open visions where they're seeing angels or people from the cloud of witnesses, just like they're with another human person. Other people see it in the spiritual realm. Other people can be feelers and they can feel the presence of an angel, feel the presence of someone from the cloud of witnesses. And I know that, you know, some people say, well, what's the point? What's the point of having these encounters? Well, for one thing, everybody who's in heaven, all the population of heaven, they love you and care about you and your development because they reflect God in a very pure way. And they would like to bring us forward in our Christian lives. They would like to help us to be more and more mature and have better union with God. They really are like older brothers and sisters, though of course they're extremely amazing and marvelous, but they want to interact with us and to help us. You know, the angels are here to minister to us. The angels are here to inspire us. Now, you can have a very mild encounter that has a profound effect on your maturation, that, you know, you ask angels to come and help you with whatever's going on in your life. And it's so fun to live out of the fact that we have God within us, Christ within us. We're bi-dimensional beings, and we're meant to live both in heaven and in earth. Where's a Bible verse for that? Well, how about in Colossians chapter 3, where it says we're seated in the heavenly places in Christ. We're already there. We're just walking around in some ways deaf, dumb, and blind about what we have received in the way of the riches of Christ. And being developed in the eagle aspect of God is to begin to be aware of and to connect with all of these things that have been deposited in us that we haven't really recognized or learned how to handle. Do you want to share with us something about the angel of the Lord, Richard?
I went through a season where I was fortunate enough to be close to the angel of the Lord, and I actually had to go to God and say, look, I don't want to be an idolater, but I feel like I'm in love with the angel of the Lord. And he said, God said back to me, he said, that's okay, you're just little. You get confused, you know, it's like you can't see. There's like looking at two gigantic things. You're getting confused with the big thing. Your theology is correct, but your viewpoint is little. And he was very kind about it. And so I would just say to you that not just the angel of the Lord, but many of the angels, we can communicate with them. We should communicate with them. There's heresy out there about how you're not supposed to communicate with angels. Why wouldn't you talk with ministering spirits that are here to minister to us? And I found that you judge by the fruit. I found the fruit to be very good, to speak to angels and to let them speak to me to the degree that I can hear.
That's right. And our relationship with Christ, of course, is always central. And there'll be times when God will have us just be connecting with him. But he also enjoys, he's the one who appointed angels to minister to us. He's the one who says in Hebrews that the cloud of witnesses is all around us. They're observing us and watching us and basically cheering us on. I know in my own life, I've had some encounters with people from the cloud of witnesses. The most recent one was I was getting ready to teach a group of women on a mission in Colombia. And I could feel, I didn't see him, but I could feel David in the room with me, and he was showing me things about his life and his relationship problems. And because these women that I was going to speak to have had terrible relationship problems with family members due to a lot of the drug trade and other tragedies that they've lived through. And I could feel David giving me examples from his life of the relationship problems that he had, and then how he dealt with them by going into God's presence and knowing God to be the fulfillment of everything he didn't get from the other relationships. I don't know how you can find anything about that except to say that's awesome. And I know that David, as well as the angels, were interested in ministering to those women, and we can partner with heaven. We can partner with heaven. We can partner with the angels, with the cloud of witnesses, even with the four living creatures, not only just to see ourselves become closer to God, but then to be helping others in their journey. If you could just imagine, like, there's this great big team that you're a part of that wants to see God touching people on earth and seeing God promoted in people's lives and in the culture, and that you're part of that team. And wouldn't it be a shame to exclude some of the most powerful members of that team, being angels and saints and the four living creatures and the rest of the population of heaven? So, Richard, what are some of the types of different types of angels that we can ask God to send us for help?
We're fortunate to have a lot of angels we can call on from the top of the heap, which are the archangels. Archangel Michael has been willing to help clean our homes and cast out demons. He's a fierce warrior and the leader of God's armies. We can ask for angels of deliverance to come and help us if demons are bothering us or bothering people that we know or our loved ones. Many little kids will pick up a demon at school. And they come home with a terrible attitude, and they were a nice kid when they left in the morning. So the Orthodox have a custom of dousing their little kids with holy water when they come home from school, which I think is funny. It's a good practice, but you can do this spiritually. Angels of communication, angels of mercy. Angels, when you're not feeling particularly merciful, maybe you could ask an angel of mercy to come and help color your view, your heart, your world. Angels of communication and angels of authority. Sometimes we need to act with authority, and we need to ask that the heavenly help will come and give us authority over the situations. God wants to put all evil under our feet. We are not supposed to be under the feet of evil, and angels are primary agents to help with that. They're wonderful communicators. What if you want to get closer to Jesus? Wouldn't that be wise to ask angels to help you get closer to the one they love above all else? So there's quite a few different kinds that we can call on, and I encourage you to do that.
And I want to say that an exercise that I've done is, I'll just say, you know what, Lord, I just would like to hang out with whatever angel that you may have to who wants to minister to me right now, and I'll quiet myself. And I know I was going through a season a few years ago where I was battling hopelessness. There were just some setbacks in life that happened that seemed overwhelming. And when I did that exercise, and of course, no surprise, I heard God say, you need to hang out with an angel of hope. And so I just said, okay, I'm just going to quiet myself, an angel of hope. And I actually did this for about 3 weeks on a regular daily basis. Angel of hope, come and sit with me and just soak me. Help me be aware of your atmosphere, of the hope of heaven. And I have to say, during that 3 week period, I had a new perspective on some of the life events. I felt my hopelessness kind of just literally draining off of me and being filled again with hope. And what a surprise, after that few weeks, there was a real turnabout in that life situation that it really didn't seem hopeless anymore. And I've done that with lots of different kinds of angels. At one point, I really needed angels, financial angels, and how to do home fix-it angels to help me. And it was amazing how I would wake up in the middle of the night and I would have ideas about how to do some home projects that I was struggling with. We had a big financial thing going on, and there was a breakthrough in that. And I really had a sense that the angels were helping me through these extremely practical things that were going on in my life. So I just want to encourage you to open yourself to the heavenly dimension. It's all around you. It's right with you. It's right there with you, but it's waiting for you to open yourself to it and always, you know, ask the Lord, say, Lord, guide me in connecting with a part of heaven that you want me to connect with. And you can go after these things, you know, don't just sit back and expect it to kind of fall on you. It's okay to read books about, I've read lots of books about people from the cloud of witnesses that have done supernatural things. I've studied books about angels. Richard has as well. And it's okay to go after those things and just ask questions. I'll read different passages of the Bible and say to God, I think I read 1 Samuel 3 or 4 times and saying, Lord, I would love to be connected to the energy that was around Samuel and the group of prophets that he hung out with. Do you have something you want to add?
Yeah, scripture, the kingdom of heaven is within you. You need to realize that the portals to the kingdom of heaven are actually in you already. So you're not always dealing with something outside yourself, though there is an objective reality of the spiritual world that is outside of you. Your connecting points are in you already. And it's up to you to find those portals and to walk through them. And if you don't look at it as something far, far away, then you will be less intimidated. out of your birthright.
Yeah. And, you know, I mean, there may be some of you that are wondering, well, you know, am I going to be so heavenly that I'm no earthly good or something like that? And going back to the original teaching of the four living creatures, we need balance in our lives. Okay. Is it possible to go off the deep end where you are so involved in serving others in a missionary style way that you don't get developed, say, in the eagle of doing the supernatural stuff? I think Gary and I were probably in that category the 7 years that we were missionaries and we were following, serving others and not really investigating those supernatural resources that would be available to us if we were more developed in, say, the eagle. On the other hand, there are people who want to just do supernatural stuff and they're neglecting, say, their man issues or counseling issues, their need to look at the problems in their relationships or coming from their childhood. That's not a good idea either. There always needs to be a balance in us between the ox, the eagle, the lion, and the man. And as you go through these classes, you'll see that it's possible to be developed in those different areas. And of course, we'll have a certain things that we like to do more because it's more in alignment maybe with our gifting or our preferences. But we always want to let God lead us in what area. I go through seasons when I can really tell he's working on me in some of the ox stuff of submission and rest and trust. Other times, the lion and learning how to take charge and take over territory. And then the man issues are our counseling issues and our need to grow in giving and receiving love. And then, of course, the eagle. We need all of them, okay? And so just always keep going back to, God, I want to pursue what you want me to be pursuing right now, even if at times it's taken me out of my comfort zone.
That's good.
Well, all right. So this is part of the eagle, and we appreciate the opportunity to share these things with you.